Fast Forward Productions, The Women Are Speaking.
Welcome to the Daily Hype podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and a few times every week, we will be here giving you tiny doses of motivation, inspiration, and ways that we can all try to be a little bit better to ourselves and other people. We hope that you learned something about yourself, about communication, about relationships, and let's dive into today's episode. We are in season 3 of the Daily Hype podcast, and with that comes some really exciting updates. You might have noticed that the cover art has changed and that this season we have a sponsor of the entire episode, our friends at MeTime. MeTime is the first morning routine kit to hit the market, and it is game-changing. When I got into a car accident in 2017, I got really, really deep into a bad place. And so I started journaling. I started really reflecting on affirmations, and I used different essential oils to calm my nervous system. And with that, the morning routine evolved. And that is what MeTime is today. With the kit, you get all three of those things: eucalyptus oil, a deck of cards that all have affirmations on them, and a journal specifically made the way that I journal so that everybody can experience it for themselves. The best part about the morning routine kit is that you don't need like an hour and a half and a meditation room and a plush robe and complete quiet. Like, that is such a lie that is fed to us about morning routines. It's like, we all have like maybe 10 to 15 minutes in the morning, and that's the beauty of this kit. It can be done in 15 to 20 minutes if you do the whole thing together. But if you just want to do the journal, that might be 5-7 minutes. You have the affirmation card that you can just grab on your way out the door, the eucalyptus oil to dab on your wrists, take a big inhale. If you have just 1 minute, there is something in this kit for you to level yourself out, to feel more connected to yourself, to feel a little bit more organized in your day-to-day. It's the best way to kickstart your morning. The best thing is that everybody listening here gets a special discount for the morning routine kit. Go to the MeTime website. You can find the link in our bio. It's haveamomentforyourself.com, and use the code THEDAILYHYPE for 10% off your first purchase. We are so excited to see you guys utilizing this in your day-to-day life. And now with all of that said, let's jump into the episode so that you can level yourself out in a new way. Hello, welcome back to the Daily Hype podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard. I want to talk today a little bit about relationships. And this isn't necessarily a romantic relationship. It could be with a team member, if you have like an assistant, or if you work directly with a manager. It could be with a sibling. It could be with a best friend of yours. But it's always in a relationship with someone who you're in very close contact with. So in every relationship, let's focus on romantic, but just know this applies to most. In every relationship, there are two kinds of people: a planter and a flower. I don't know if you've ever heard of this before, but it's very true in my experience. Most people think that having a planter and a flower in a relationship means that one is a giver and one is a receiver. And that's not the case. It's actually way more than that. Because sometimes when we view it like that, we think, I'm just going to give, 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 and they're just going to take, take, take. That's not the truth. So it's as simple as, I find joy in taking care of you, or I feel really special when I'm being taken care of. This kind of resonates a little bit with the love languages, which I will kind of dive into one day if you've never heard of them. But all of us have a way that we express love. Some people are fixers. You know, tell me how your day was and let me make you dinner. Or is there any way that I can help? How about I call so-and-so for you and set this up, right? Givers in the sense of like, let me tap in. You're exhausted. You're going through a lot. You've had a hard day. How can I tap in?
On the flip side, some people express their love by sharing what's going on in their life, or they have a craving and a need to feel taken care of. You know, they find joy in that. I know plenty of people who are craving partners to be nurturing to them. You know, I really need a hug, or is there something that you can do to help me out because I'm feeling very overwhelmed? So sometimes in our relationships, if we're not examining being the planter, being the flower, etc., it's probably because, so we feel resentment in these relationships sometimes when we are either in the wrong role or we're unaware of a role that we've filled. So if you are someone who, you know, maybe craves, would love somebody to kind of be the one who takes the lead, I'm going to do this. This is where we're going. I called so-and-so already. Here's the paperwork. Don't worry. You just sit down. I've already taken care of it all. Then we are someone craving that planter role. We can start to feel resentment when we're starting to step in out of love and start doing so much for someone when that's not the role that makes us feel very full or feel like we're at our best as our part in the relationship. Another way that we can feel resentment in a relationship is when we are fulfilling our role and the other person kind of isn't. So maybe you're enjoying feeling nurtured and you're like, thank you so much for what you're doing and how you're helping, but you're not necessarily reciprocating that back. Or maybe you're giving to someone and you're taking care of someone and they recoil or they act super emotionally or they ghost you out of nowhere. So it's like, I've done my role. Now it's your turn. Like, where's your part of the role? So in every relationship, understanding that there is a planter and a flower, you can't have two planters. You can't have two people always fixing, because you guys are just going to be fixing each other the whole time. There needs to be somebody who is the flower and someone who is the planter. The last thing that I want to mention is that these can change. And that's where you find the healthiest relationships, is where at times you say, I need you to tap in, and they come in, they help you out. You say, hey, it's really important to me that you meet so-and-so. It's really important to me that you come to this work function. It's really important to me that we just stay home this weekend. And they say, not, you know, that's not my thing, but for you, happy to. Or I lost my train of thought. My final point, just to circle back, is that you can always be moving around. You can always be shifting that. So maybe someone's saying, I need you to tap in. Maybe other times you need them to tap in. Maybe you're the one being needed to tap in. And it's really just understanding that at every point in a relationship, there is somebody that needs a little bit of more of that care and affection. And somebody needs to be there to kind of like, you know, help, nurture, show compassion. So in your relationship, if you're finding some tension, are you the planter or the flower? Are you always the flower? Is there a way that you can be more nurturing and supportive and kind of step in to take the reins on some things? Are you always the planter? Are you asking to be nurtured? Are you allowing someone to see you in a vulnerable way? Are you asking for help? Are you saying, this is really important to me and this would be a way that you could show me love, as if you could show up in this manner? That's my takeaway for today. You know, just remember, too much of anything will ruin something good. That's why we get sunburns. So keep that in mind. And I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will see you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Daily Hype. If you're interested in all the other things that Team AP Consulting is up to, make sure to go to our website, teamap.consulting, and you can check out our services. You can listen to our second podcast, The Unfiltered Entrepreneur, or you can even take a look at MeTime, our wellness product, to make your morning even better. Talk to you soon.